Welcome to Growing Chatham, North Carolina Cooperative Extension Chatham County Center's April 2022 podcast. I'm Tiffany Hancock. To access the Growing Chatham newsletter, just visit go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham422. Our office will be closed for Good Friday on April 15th, 2022. Attention farmers that have not enrolled in the Chatham County Voluntary Agricultural District Program. Here are a few ways you can benefit when you join the VAD. Landowners belonging to a VAD will not be required to connect to county water or sewer. Any assessment fees will be held in abeyance without interest unless and until the property is connected. Signs identifying the VAD may be provided to qualifying farmland and placed on the property at the discretion of the farm owners, except not within road right-of-way. VAD parcels and all property within 1/2 mile will be mapped by Chatham County GIS. This will inform the public and purchasers of real property that agricultural, horticultural, and forestry activities may occur in these areas. A notice will be posted at the Planning Department, Tax Office, and agricultural agencies in the county. No governmental agency may condemn any interest in participating farmland without requesting a public hearing to ensure full consideration of the impact of that action upon agricultural, forest land, or horticultural land. Farms enrolled in the VAD may benefit from higher ranking in the Chatham Soil and Water Conservation District cost share programs. To find out if your farm qualifies or to start completing the application, just visit the Growing Chatham newsletter by visiting go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham422. This is the time of year parents have been waiting for. Chatham County 4-H Summer Camps. Registration coming soon. Chatham County 4-H is offering both day and residential camp programs once again this summer. We're excited to offer these fun educational learning opportunities for youth in the community. And thanks to the continued generous support of the United Way of Chatham County, we will be able to provide need-based scholarships to qualifying families as well. Registration information will be posted in April, so stay tuned for more information to come. Betsy Jeff Penn, 4-H Center, will host a free open house at the center on Sunday, May 1st from 2 until 6 p.m. This is a great way to get to know the camp staff, see the facilities firsthand, and participate in family fun camp activities for the day. If you're new to the camp, come see the facility and meet staff before your child goes to camp this summer. The North Carolina 4-H Camps team is excited to announce the Betsy's Bash, a celebration and fundraising event at the Betsy Jeff Penn 4-H Center on May 21st, 2022 from 4 until 8 p.m. This very first gathering of Penn's pals will be a celebration of the legacy and impact the center has had on countless generations of youth, staff, and families since Ms. Betsy first opened the doors in 1964. Her vision of a camp focused solely on health, well-being, and education of the youth of North Carolina has carried the center from 1964 to the present, ensuring the positive and transformative impact of the camp experience on thousands of children. For more details about Betsy's Bash, just visit the Growing Chatham newsletter and click on the link. Celebrate Earth Day the 4-H way. In honor of Earth Day 2022, try out the Recycle Garden Repeat Project that you can find in the Growing Chatham newsletter. The Horseketeers come away winners at 2022 State 4-H Horse Bowl and Hippology Contest. The Chatham County Horseketeers 4-H Club traveled to Raleigh and came away winners in both the State Horse Bowl and Hippology Contest held on campus at North Carolina State University. The Horseketeer Hippology teams placed first and fifth overall and first and second in team problem. Overall high-end individuals from the team included Jaden Clark, 14th, Victoria Smith, 13th, Kaya Worth, 7th, Sarah Richardson, 5th, and Sam Durham, 2nd. The top 10 individual placings in judging included Kaylee Gant, 8th, Sarah Richardson, 4th, and Sam Durham, 2nd. Stations included Victoria Smith, 10th, Sam Richardson, 9th, Sam Durham, 5th, Jaden Clark, 4th, and Kaya Worth, 3rd. And examine IDs included Sarah Richardson, 7th, Kaya Worth fourth, and Sam Durham second. The Horseketeer Horse Bowl teams placed third and fourth overall, with Kaylee Gant placing 14th, Lily Webster placing 13th, Savannah Bird placing 11th, Sarah Richardson placing 10th, Jaden Clark placing 7th, and Kaya Worth placing 1st, high individual. Congratulations to all of these young ladies and to coaches Mary Dickerson and Ruthie Vorder-Brug on their exceptional performances, hard work, and great success that they had. Save the date! Explore the Hall River, Thursday, April 14th, from 1 until 4. Join Chatham County 4-H as we explore the Hall River during Chatham County School's Early Release Day. Participants will investigate the river's health with hands-on methods of chemical and physical assessments of the water and search for macroinvertebrate critters whose pollution sensitivity helps us to determine water quality. Registration information is coming soon. Space is limited to 20 participants ages 12 to 18. Chatham County 4-H joins Chatham County Parks and Recreation at their annual Easter Egg Hunt coming up April 9th, 2022 from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. For more details, click on the link in the growing Chatham newsletter. Just visit go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham 422. Have you ever considered becoming an Extension Master Gardener volunteer here in Chatham County? Matt Jones is offering an information session for prospective Chatham County Extension Master Gardener volunteers. Extension Master Gardener volunteers work with North Carolina State Extension to provide gardeners with unbiased, science-based information on sustainable garden, lawn, and landscape practices. Under the guidance of North Carolina Cooperative Extension agents, volunteers complete an extensive but fun hands-on training program, pass an examination, and complete a 50-hour internship with North Carolina Cooperative Extension in Chatham County. To remain active in the program, volunteers must log a minimum of 30 hours of volunteer service and 10 hours of continuing education each year. This webinar will explain the process and expectations for becoming a Master Gardener volunteer right here in Chatham County. Self-paced online plant ID classes are available. North Carolina Extension Gardener is pleased to be partnering with Longwood Gardens, one of the premier botanical gardens in the world, to offer the following fully online self-paced plant ID courses: annuals, perennials, vines, and ground covers; houseplants, succulents, and cacti; vegetables, herbs, fruits, and nuts; 3 brief lectures, online fact pages, course ebooks, flashcards, vocabulary games, mystery plants, and hundreds of beautiful images. You will learn the key identifying characteristics of the species covered in the courses and how to use them in the landscape, while gaining the skills to identify other plants you'll encounter outside of the class. Complete the optional assignments and quizzes to earn certificates of participation and mastery. The cost is $189, but if you register early, you can get the early bird discount for only $179. So click on the link in the Growing Chatham newsletter for more details. Plants are good for your health. Plants do that. They can make you healthy. Gardening can help you slim down. A systematic review and meta-analysis indicated that gardening can reduce BMI. School gardens also had a small but positive impact on anthropometric measures of participating children. 5 minutes making a garden bed is the metabolic equivalent of 5 minutes repeating a squat, a row, and 15 lateral raises with 1 kilogram dumbbell in each hand. So plants do that. Green exercise improves body and mind for gardeners of all ages. Click on the link in the Growing Chatham newsletter to look at the research behind this and other ways that gardening improves health. Coming up is the Eco Tower Educator Workshops. Educators are welcome to join us for a hands-on exploration of ecology concepts that can be used for engaging environmental youth programs. What happens if you leave a pile of leaves or logs to rot in the yard? What happens if you rake them up? The Eco Tower is a teaching tool that asks young people to explore the questions of human activities and the environment. Modeled after the game Jenga, youth pull a game piece from the Eco Tower that poses a question of ecosystem resilience and builds youth critical thinking around topics of soil systems, native plants and agriculture cultivation, insect and other animal organisms, fresh and maritime waters. Easily integrated into existing programs, this fun, interactive workshop is just in time for spring and summer youth programs. Bring your own lunch, dress for outdoor adventures and activities, and be ready for fun. This is coming up April 21st from 9:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at J.C. Ralston Arboretum. For more details, just click on the link in the Growing Chatham newsletter. Visit go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham422. Debbie Roos is excited to share that a couple of Chatham County farmers, Taj and Victoria Cotton, are featured in a new book. The new book is titled Black Fluoride. Author Teresa J. Spate profiles 22 black flower farmers, florists, artists, and entrepreneurs across the U.S. And we are so proud to have the Cottons representing North Carolina. Debbie remembers meeting Taj and Victoria for the first time years ago when they visited her in her office to discuss their farming goals. They eventually landed at Periwinkle Farm, where they developed a beautiful partnership with Kathy Jones and Mike Perry, who they consider their family. Debbie loves that they are benefiting from Kathy and Mike's 30-plus years of farming experience, and Kathy and Mike are benefiting from their ideas and perspective. So check out the book if you feel inspired. The link is in the Growing Chatham newsletter. Anyone who grows tomatoes in North Carolina, from homeowners to commercial growers, eventually finds their crop is affected by disease. There are several fungal and bacterial plant pathogens that attack tomato in our state, and sorting out which disease or diseases you find can be a challenge. Yet, correct diagnosis is critical to implementing effective management strategies. A new video series has been developed to help growers, county and area agents, agronomists, crop consultants, and homeowners to identify the most common tomato diseases encountered in North Carolina. Each video is approximately 2 to 3 minutes long and includes information on features that help distinguish the disease from other common diseases. To find the videos, just click on the link in the Growing Chatham newsletter. The 2022 Southeastern Virtual Muscadine School is coming up. The Southern Regional Small Fruits Consortium is sponsoring the 2022 Southeastern Muscadine School, a webinar series on muscadine production that runs February through November with monthly sessions on different aspects of muscadine production. The webinar series will be hosted by North Carolina State University in participation with several specialists throughout the Southeast. You can participate in live webinars and or watch the recordings of the webinars. Details for each session and links to join can be found in the Growing Chatham newsletter. Just visit go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham422. Is your child interested in learning all about livestock and competing at regional and state levels? If so, join our youth livestock team. For youth ages 8 to 18, limited spots available. We're also looking for adult volunteers. This team will attend many practices to learn about livestock judging, breeds, and more to compete in livestock judging and skill-a-thon contests. Join us for an interest meeting on April the 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Chatham County Agriculture and Conference Center. Just click on the link in the Growing Chatham newsletter for more details. Coming up April 7th, 2022 at 7 p.m., Cow Efficiency Webinar. This webinar will focus on what efficiency means, how should it be measured, and why this is an important consideration in our cow herds. You can register online by clicking on the link in the Growing Chatham newsletter. The 2022 Chatham County Horse Health Clinic was a success. On March 12th, in collaboration with Dr. Natalie Cochran with Chatham County Mobile Vet Services, we provided much-needed vaccines and tests to 15 horses. This program saved these equine owners around $892 $2. If you miss the clinic this year, check out our extension website next year around February for our Horse Health Clinic 2023. Getting nervous about fertilizer prices this year? The first step to good soil management is submitting a soil sample. Soil analysis will allow you to know exactly what your soil needs and give you fertilizer amount recommendations based on the grass or crop you are growing. Starting April 1st, soil samples can be analyzed by the North Carolina Department of Ag and Consumer Services at no cost to North Carolina residents. Not sure how to collect and submit your sample? Just visit the Growing Chatham newsletter and click on the link Soil Sampling Basics. To access this link and other links mentioned in the newsletter, just visit go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham422. Area Specialized Dairy Agent Ashley Robbins would like to remind you that there is a 3-part training series for dairy farm workers coming up April 5th in Iredell County is calf management. April 4th in Haywood County, stockmanship and transporting animals. And April 7th, non-ambulatory animal handling and euthanasia, coming up in Guilford County. For more details, just click on the link in the Growing Chatham newsletter by visiting go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham422. The 2022 Forestry Taxes Series webinars are available on demand. Did you miss one of the recent 2022 Forestry Taxes Series webinars? Not to worry, they're available on demand now. Many forest landowners pay more taxes on their timber than they should. Accountants can help to calculate taxes, but forest landowners need to understand how timber expenses should be reported and how they are taxed. Saving money on timber taxes starts by keeping good records and knowing how tax rules will affect your bill. Click on the link in the Growing Chatham newsletter to access forestry taxes, learn, plan, and save money. Since it's April, that means it's tax season. In case you may have misplaced the tax tips for landowners for 2021 tax year bulletin, a copy is available in the Growing Chatham newsletter to help you plan accordingly with the tax filing deadline looming. Just click on the link to access the tax tips for landowners for 2021 tax year. Over the recent months, residents of North Carolina have become keenly aware of their internet speed and reliability. There is an opportunity to provide information about your internet connectivity or lack thereof. The North Carolina Broadband Office has developed a survey and promotional materials which you can take to provide them with internet speed information at your location. There is even a way to take the survey to indicate you do not have internet access at your residence. The FCC is currently redoing broadband coverage maps. It is important for North Carolina residents to take the survey so there is better data when funding opportunities become available. Please participate in the survey so our data shows the need for funding here in North Carolina. You can access the survey in the Growing Chatham newsletter by visiting go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham422. Easter is right around the corner, and while this holiday can mean different things to different people, many celebrate it with egg dyeing, Easter egg hunts, and family meals. That means food safety needs to be part of these springtime traditions too. It's important to consider how dyeing eggs or leaving food out might affect how edible these Easter goodies actually are. University of Georgia professor, UGA Extension Food Safety Specialist Elizabeth Andress has some tips for keeping Easter healthy and happy. Since we are on the subject of Easter, enjoy a few Easter recipes that are available to download in the Growing Chatham newsletter. Tomato season is coming up, and who does not enjoy a good tomato sandwich during the summertime? North Carolina State University's Homegrown Channel shares a video selecting the best tomato varieties for your garden. You can watch it in the Growing Chatham newsletter. Visit go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham422. As we all know, saving money at the pump is getting harder and harder to do.
Consumer Reports shares 5 tips to help us the next time we fill our vehicles up with gas.
Just click on the video provided by Consumer Reports in the growing Chatham newsletter, 5 Ways to Save at the Pump. Just visit go.ncsu.edu/growingchatham422. Have you ever thought about the history of your property? You finally found the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood, but have you ever stopped to think about the history of your property? You may have a new house, but your home may not be the original home on your property. Many older homes have been demolished to make way for new homes. Family farms are disappearing rapidly due to the amount of people moving into the area. Subdivisions are replacing the fields where crops were grown or cattle grazed at one time. The stories that lie beneath the soil can be fascinating if you dig deep enough. As a history buff, I enjoy metal detecting. A few years back, someone shared an online link to historicaerials.com. They mentioned that this was a great website when trying to locate old home sites, schools, churches, and so on, places that folks like to metal detect. Since finding this website, I have used it frequently not only for metal detecting, but to see what properties used to look like 60 years ago. HistoricAerials.com is free to use, but there is a watermark logo on the search map since their material is copyrighted. Since the wording copyrighted material was posted on the maps, I reached out to the folks at Historic Aerials, and they did give me permission to highlight their website in Growing Chatham. With the assistance of HistoricAerials.com, I'd like to share with you the story of the Chatham County Agricultural and Conference Center, the land before your time, your property's history. As I log into historicaerials.com, I click on the viewer button, and then I click on aerials, and from there you could choose the year you would like to view, so I chose 1955. On the left-hand side, there is a compare button. I like to use the compare function using the slide option. Here, we can compare 1192 US 64 West Business from 1955 and 2018 side by side. And you will be able to see that a lot has changed since 1955 by looking at the photos in the Growing Chatham newsletter. If you look at the 1965 map, you will see that there are several structures that I have highlighted. The highlighted areas are the guest house, which appears to have stood about where the cooperative extension offices are located. Then next you will have the main house, and it stood near the front entrance of the Chatham County Agriculture and Conference Center. Then you have the barn area, which was located at the end of the conference center's east side parking lot. You can see all these photos in the Growing Chatham newsletter. Now, this property has an interesting story, and thanks to the Chatham County Historical Association for digging deep into the property's rich history to bring that story to life. For several months, volunteers researched and documented the history of the property and the structures and remaining ruins. The earliest owner shown in the Chatham County records was Mary Waters, daughter of Continental Army General James Moore and wife of Colonel William Waters, who also served in the Continental Army. In 1825, Mary Waters sold the 99-acre property to her son-in-law, Frederick Jones Hill, a physician, planter, and legislator, known for his early legislation to establish public schools in the state. Raised in New Hanover County, he, like several other wealthy Wilmington families of the period, had ties to Pittsburgh. Hill, his father, and 3 uncles owned elaborate summer homes in and around Pittsburgh. The records are unclear whether Frederick Jones Hill built his summer home, Kentucky, on the parcel he purchased from his mother-in-law, Mary Waters, or whether it was built prior to his purchase of the property. The Kentucky property was eventually inherited in 1874 by William H. Moore, a presiding elder of the Methodist Church, to whom both Hill and wife Anne had family connections. Until the property was purchased by Chatham County in 2012, it had been handed down in the Moore family through several generations. The only surviving building from the original structures on the property is the smokehouse. The Chatham County Historical Association recovered, restored, owns, and maintains the early 19th century smokehouse located on the property of the Chatham County Agricultural and Conference Center right here in Pittsburgh. CCHA's smokehouse project had its start in mid-2014 when the Chatham County Historical Association was granted access to the parcel in Pittsburgh on which Chatham County's new agricultural center was to be built in order to access and document the various structures and ruins on the property. Over the summer months, volunteers, including 2 local professional archaeologists, Paul Webb and Linda Carnes McNaughton made several visits to the property to access the various structures and ruins discovered there. These visits eventually resulted in the discovery and restoration of the mid-19th century smokehouse by the Chatham County Historical Association. I hope that I have piqued your interest in your property's history. You never know what you may uncover when you start digging into your property's history. To access the links to the Historical Association's documents and to the Historic Aerials website, just click on the link in the Growing Chatham newsletter. I'll wrap it up here. I'm Tiffany Hancock, and this has been Growing Chatham, April 2022 podcast. I'll be back next month with more webinars and more stories to share with you. Until then, have a great Easter and a great spring.